Stabilizing the Eurozone's ailing banking sector. That was a major issue on the agenda of the Euro finance ministers in Brussels. The leaders tried to work out the conditions under which the EU's common fund for bailing out troubled governments can also lend money directly to struggling banks, so that Europe's indebted governments can stop bailing out banks. The leaders discussed the possibility of putting a cap on the amount that will be available to banks from the common fund, which is called the European Stability Mechanism. Or ESM.
In order to preserve the ESM capacity for other instruments and the ESM high credit rating, we agreed to explore the possibility of defining limits for the various ESM instruments.
The ESM's capacity is 500 billion euros, most of which has already been designated for rescuing euro countries in distress. So concern is growing that there won't be enough for banks. This is just one of Europe's many unresolved bank problems. Another one is securing deposits. Many citizens in the region's hardest hit countries have withdrawn their deposits for fear that the state can no longer guarantee them. So how can Europe stop this capital flight?
I am not sure that this will happen if you do not have in place a European insurance scheme, deposit insurance scheme, which will guarantee that your deposit will be assured not only from the national level, but from something beyond that, from the European level.
Securing deposits on a European level means that a bank's deposits are backed by all the 17 nations that use the euro. Many see this as essential for strengthening banks, so they can start lending again. But rich euro countries oppose this measure. They're nervous about accepting more responsibility for their troubled neighbors after contributing hefty sums for bailing them out. So it remains to be seen whether Europe will ever implement a full-scale plan for propping up its ailing banks. But the uncertainty is bad news because it exacerbates the current crisis. Yildiz Sadakova, Press TV, Brussels.